You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Maz Taylor. Some big band music from the WDR Big Band from their album out this year called Bluegrass. That was Emmy in the Woods, a project mixing bluegrass and large jazz orchestra under the direction of Bob Mincer, with some solo work from Andy Hunter on the trombone and Bob on the EWI wind synthesizer. Recently released material before that from 79-year-old pianist Billy Lester from his recent album High Standards. We heard Out of Nowhere, and that project brings together bassist Marcello Testa and drummer Nicolas Stranieri, a career of 6 decades, a project exploring material from the American Songbook. And the set started with an early recording from vocalist and bassist Esperanza Spalding off of her album Esperanza that was out in 2008. We heard the track Mila, Leo Genovese on the piano, Ambroise Akinmasir on the trumpet, and Horacio Hernandez El Negro on the drums. We'll head into our final set with some Latin jazz. This from Trinidad-born and Utah-based bassist Carl Ross off of his new album Distant Colors. This is Trini Jazz. Thank you.
Miles Davis walked off the stage soon as the solo was over. But yes, he did leave the stage clean out of sight now. Coltrane, he walked off the stage. That's what your folks all are saying. Oh yes, he did leave the stage, and that's a fact now. They felt they had to rehearse, although we know they are masters. They get a real mellow sound, and you will have to admit it. I guess they both left the stage soon as the solos were over. And if you can't figure out their groove, I'd like to help you. Well, my friends, now about Miles Davis. I never know why some people always try to find some fault of this man in his horn. And when they go to wherever he is playing, they seem to go to see whether he is gonna turn the business. Slop bop, a soo bop, a damp, too weed, eating debop, shoo doo bop, a deep. He never walks around the place of speech to all of the folks he don't know. I wouldn't either, and neither would you, friends. But I know he is friendly. I do, the rest of us, we do. Oh yes, we dig his beautiful soul, and we love him and his blue horn. Here's another thing now about the clothes he wear. I'm sure his style is in the future. He's so cool, the fit of his clothes is perfect. Just like the way he plays, he's not afraid of being different. And he has won most polls in his modern jazz. He and Gillespie are kings. My singers group are breaking records. Yeah, because they sure do swing. Davis walked off the stage. That's what the folks all are saying. Oh yes, he did leave the stage soon as the solo was over. Coltrane, he walked off the stage. That's what the people are saying. Oh yes, they both left the stage clean out of sight now. They said they had to rehearse, although we know they are masters. They get a real mellow sound, and you will have to admit it. But yes, they both left the stage soon as the solos were over. If you can't figure out their groove, well, I have helped you. Thank you.
We're going out this week with a tribute to Canadian composer and arranger, the late Phil Nimmons, who passed in 2024 at the age of 100. And this from the Mike Caro Tentet from the album Nimmons and Nine Now. We heard Then and Now, a group out of the Ontario jazz scene, formed in 2003. Singer Alan Harris before that, from his album The Genius of Eddie Jefferson, we heard So What, some solo work from Eric Reed on the piano. And the set started with music out of the Utah jazz scene, bassist, percussionist, and guitarist Carl Ross from his recent album Distant Colors. That was the track Trini Jazz. And the group includes flautist Ray Smith and pianist and keyboardist John Balsucci. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. Otherwise, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.
For many, a career in music is a dream come true. However, the reality is that many people in the Canadian music industry do not have access to medical benefits and financial aid. This is especially true for our music industry veterans, and it's why the Unison Fund created the Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program. To learn more on how you can support legacy artists and musicians who are coping with unexpected or chronic illness, visit unisonfund.ca.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.